Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for being with us. One of the things we really like to do is lift up family-owned businesses, independent businesses that are doing great stuff. So we climbed into our Wayback Machine to October of 2016 for this interview with the Christians. They are with Christian Photography, and now it's a couple of days before Christmas 2017. We thought we would catch up with this interview and maybe encourage you to shop local. Getting in the Wayback Machine, the Christian Photography Story, right here on Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
In our continuing effort to bring up small business before Small Business Saturday, we've got two guests that can speak to that entire thing. His name is Brian, and his name is Grant. They are the Christians, and they own Christian Photography in Urbandale. Welcome to the Business News Hour, guys. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
This is really special for us because we are big fans of small business. Folks that go to work every single day, wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning going, did I pay that bill? So you know how it is, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Christian Photography. It's located on Douglas in Urbandale. And you guys have got kind of a long history, don't you,
Brian? We actually do. My father started the business in 76. It was kind of pretty cool because what he did was he photographed weddings and portraits out of his home. He worked at the register, the R&T, for a long time. He's a linotype operator. And he says he was at a museum one day, and he said he saw his machine that he worked on in the museum. He goes, holy no, that's not good. So he opened up the photography studio.
And this is Dick, right?
This is my father, Dick.
Yeah, who still comes to the studio.
He's still hanging around with us.
Yeah. How old is your dad?
He's 76.
Yeah, no kidding. It's wonderful to see him. I mean, he is a fixture in small business operations here. But I had no idea he worked for the Register and Tribune.
Yeah, and so he started the part of the whole business started as doing portraits, and then he's very smart man. He says, there's nowhere to buy a camera in this town that's, you know, that he needs a better place. So he came up with this shoot photos and sell camera equipment on this as well. So it kind of got to the point where the retail part outgrew the photo department, because I shot weddings for 30 years. And so we had more people coming in, more people were like, this is amazing, because our people that just never did it before, the amateur part, turned into professionals right in front of our eyes, and we helped them learn how to do that.
That's a great story. Now, did you move around in locations? I mean, you started out of your dad's house.
It was started in my house on the south side, in fact, and we moved to Park Fair Mall. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but Park Fair Mall, we were down by the fish pond, if that rings a bell there. Then we moved to right by VA Hospital, 29th and Douglas. And then in 93, we moved where we are in Urbandale, and that's 68th and Douglas.
Right, yeah. And an old church, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was kind of funny. When we got into that church, we were a little concerned about that because our last name's Christian, and we had a lot of people think, oh, that's them. Well, let me just say we didn't do a lot of Jewish weddings because of that, you know? And it's like, it's nothing to do with that, you know?
So it's nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
That's the voice of Brian Christian, ladies and gentlemen, Christian Photography. Our small business focus for today. And now this is moving into the third generation. We've got Grant here with us. And Grant, welcome.
Hello. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It's exciting to be here.
Well, you know, it's exciting for us to be here because we've watched this business grow over the years. And for full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, I prefer to do my business at privately owned stores rather than big box. And there's a reason for that. And we're going to get into that here in just a minute. So, Grant, what's your life like? You're in school and you're also working at the store?
Yep. So I've worked at the store since I was, 14. So about 7 years. Got grounded one Saturday and they said, you're going to work the next day. And well, the rest is history. So, thank goodness I was acting 14 'cause I couldn't be happier. And, it's definitely taught me a lot about life. So as far as me, Well, I go to school. I go to school for marketing and advertising, and I work at the store as often as I can and get to interact with everyone.
Right. What kinds of, Brian, what kinds of changes have you seen? Obviously, you know, you were still back in the day, and so was we were shooting film.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that has gone away, but that's created its own issues, hasn't it, among professional photographers? Because if you get a point and shoot, now you're a photographer.
That it did bring on a lot more photographers. It helped really because everybody thought in the beginning when film was there, no one could take a photo. The digital made more people more confident because they got to see it right away and said, I can do this. And it really helped people understand that there was this, they were talented. The one thing it did do, in my opinion, is it kind of devalued the photo just slightly. There's so many digital images out there right now, people forget to print them because they see them every day and they don't realize that it possibly might not be on your computer someday and then they don't have a hard copy.
Yeah. Now, of course, Christian photography has not only cameras but all of the equipment that goes with it. You also process there as well, don't you?
Right. We do.
And Grant,
we do large prints. We do flash photography. We do
stuff.
Everything.
Yeah, you do stuff.
That's what a lot of people don't understand. That they think that they come here just to do pro cameras. That hurts us a little bit because they don't understand. They can get $100 camera or they can get the pro camera.
Right.
Don't you say, Grant?
Yeah, and the big thing is two industries that I think we do a lot for people is, of course, still the processing from Christmas cards to graduation invites and then all the little photos in between. A lot of people will say, I didn't know you had a lab. And so I'm always excited to kind of talk about the print quality. But then another thing is our actual like video, recovery transfers from.
So from VHS or whatever to disc.
Yeah, exactly. Like and we can do reel to reel, slideshows or the stuff like that.
I didn't know you did that.
Exactly. It's kind of behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea that you do the video transfer stuff. You know, and that in itself has become a big business because so many of these people have film that's laying out there and that erodes in time and best to get it digitally remastered so you can have it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
I bet you see some interesting Super 8s, don't you?
It's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. We'll have the excited grandpa, or, well, at the time, dad, looking at his new car that he just built or whatever. And then sometimes it'll be who knows what.
Yeah. I'm sure that it's fascinating stuff to watch that. We're talking with Grant and Brian Christian from Christian Photography, part of our Small Business Saturday lead up. Let's talk a little bit about why small business versus big box. I have my own theory about all that, but I want to hear from you guys. What do I get when I buy from a local business rather than big box?
The big thing is that every customer has value, no matter what's going on in our heart, and we love them, you know? There's that idea that person chose to come to us for a reason. Maybe it is to get information or it is to make a purchase or order prints. The thing is, we are so happy to have those people there that we want to make sure you know that we're happy. So you're not a number and you're not a little data in our computer. Yeah. You are a name, and that's something that I've learned by watching my father and grandfather work is make sure people know that they have value no matter what, and you will succeed. And it makes me so happy.
I'd have to say that I think I'd rather not have a customer. I'd rather have a friend.
Yeah.
I really do.
That's what we want as customers. You know, we want to matter.
Yeah.
And you know, when you walk into big box someplace, it's just another number. But we want to matter. And so when you walk into Christian Photography or other small businesses, people actually know you and call you by name. It's pretty cool.
Right.
It really is.
The largest hurdle we have is our customers don't understand that our price is the same as their prices. No one understands that. We really don't have a control, or they don't have a control of the price. The companies really do control that part of it. And so when they see the product that this place at $3.99, it's going to be the same as us. But what's going to be different is Grant or I or anybody there is going to spend 30, 40, 50 minutes, and you come back again and we'll help you with questions you have.
There's the other reason, and that's the thing that I like so much, is when there's an issue or I don't understand how to do something, I know I can go to the experts and they don't have to necessarily guess. You guys know this stuff backwards and forwards, and that saves my time and my frustration level.
I agree.
Our goal is to not have you deal with the corporate repair side of things. We just want to have you come in and say, hey, this, what's going on? What's wrong with this? And then instead of having to call a 1-800 number or work with a squad of repair people at the big box stores or whatever it may be, you're just going to come in and we're going to work with you and find your answer.
Yeah, that's the voice of Grant Christian, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Christian photography in our lead up to Small Business Saturday. One of the other things I think that's interesting is that oftentimes people may buy something online or they may buy something at the big box. And then something goes quirky with it, and they come rolling into your store. And I know this happens because I've seen it, right?
It does. It does happen.
Do you get a chance to turn them?
I think once they realize what happened and what they got wasn't what they thought they got, they might the next time they stop and say, oh, I better go where I need to go. Wouldn't you say, Grant?
Yeah, there's a fine line you have to walk between making sure you help someone so you don't make them upset. But then also, you can't spend 3 hours with someone who unfortunately didn't do business at your store and give them that same service they would have gotten.
This is why we started our classes.
Well, there's my next. See, I was coming back to this. Exactly. Because you do more than sell photography equipment.
Correct.
Do more than transfer. Do more than lab work. You also teach people how to use this stuff.
We do. We have a classroom in the basement where we do basic photography. We do Lightroom. They do Photoshop. They do a lot of different classes. It's pretty amazing. It's 2 hours normally, and there could be one class could be 3 weeks long, and the other one would be one night. But there's a lot of information. We have a gentleman at work is Andy. He does all our classes for us. Does a wonderful job. Wonderful job.
And when we talk about employees, people that work there, you guys got a stable.
We do. Most of everybody's been with us for 25, and I mean many years, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
it's gotta say something good about the company.
I take it that way.
Yeah,
it means a lot to me that they want to still hang out with us.
Yeah, so we're talking not only selling starter equipment, mm-hmm. so people can come in there and get their $100 camera if they want to, professional equipment, mm-hmm. plus all the accessories that go with it. I mean, from stands and everything. You know, bags,
right,
flash.
I mean, it's going to be
GoPro
stands,
GoPro
flash, GoPro. Drones, even.
That's
we have,
right.
We
That's
have
right.
The flying cameras. We have DJI stuff. And a big thing that I like to do is, me personally, if someone's going to get a DJI drone with us, I always take it upon myself to make sure I help them set it up, get it registered, teach them how to register it with the government. And then, most importantly, I teach them how important it is to be safe and take your time.
And, mm-hmm. and be careful of those rules.
Exactly.
Because those rules exist for solid reasons.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize this. We took on DJI. We were the fourth company in the United States to be able to buy them directly from China. And it was kind of a scary moment, but we did it because we had to send money to a blind hole. We had no idea if we were going to get it right. But one of the things that I said that we would do with our drones when we first got them is, you'd fly before you buy. And that's one thing that we try to do, is get everybody up before they say, yeah, I want it.
Wow. It's Christian Photography, located in Urbandale. You've been listening to Grant and his father, Brian Christian, talking about what it is to work in a small business on a Small Business Saturday. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in and doing this. We really
thanks
do
for
appreciate
having
it.
Yes, thank you.
This is good stuff, and I hope that more people understand that the other important thing about this is that when folks spend money with you guys and any small business, that money retains itself in the metro. You know, you're not sending it to some bank in Nova Scotia or someplace. You know, it's all It's all here, and you pay your people with it, and that just in turn continues to drive more of the economic value of what it is you're doing. So good stuff.
Thank you.
Right. That is Grant and Brian Christian, Christian Photography. You'll find them on Douglas in Urbandale. Well, that about wraps it up for this edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for listening to that rebroadcast of something we did back in November with Christian Photography. You know, it's a great reminder that when we shop locally, it not only impacts the businesses that we're doing business with, but the communities in which we live. All right, have yourself a wonderful evening. Our program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The guy twisting the dials and making sure that you're hearing all this is our producer, Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. She's back and she's feeling better. Thank God, that's a wonderful thing. Also, the music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.